Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. So just a quick note before we get started, if some of you guys out there are using the latest version of Chrome and you notice the cams aren't working, you're not alone. Chrome put out an update. It kind of broke the way the streams populate in the player, and we're working on a fix with the people that make our player, but until then, just you can use literally any other browser other than Chrome, Safari, Edge, Vast, Firefox. I mean, you name it, it'll work. This shouldn't affect anything other than the Chrome on desktop. So if you're on your phone or tablet, shouldn't notice any difference. But yeah, we're working on it. As soon as we get something straightened out, I'll let you guys know. So back to the surf report. Hey, today on Friday, we are waist to chest high from the northeast in about 8 seconds. We've got a little Melissa East background bump making for a couple lucky bigger sets now and again. But yeah, just didn't get too much out of Melissa. Like I was saying, that big wind field just kind of drowned it all out. And Melissa's just shooting by so fast, we're probably not going to see too much. Now we have brisk northwest winds that are going to back off later in the day and clean things up a little bit, which might work out because we might get a little more of that Melissa background bump sneaking in later in the day. For this weekend, Saturday, we're down a notch to thigh to lucky waist high zone from the northeast at around 9 seconds with light onshore winds. Expect size to drop off another notch for Sunday as we're a little smaller. Now looking ahead, looks like north winds are going to kick up on Monday. That's going to bring us some north wind swell, probably just chunky monkey stuff. And those winds are going to shift northeast on Tuesday and turn onshore for the rest of the week. So we're pretty much looking at short period wind swell, probably 6 to 7 second wind swell. Good size though, but kind of chunky conditions for most of the week. Now I'm seeing a wind shift for next Saturday in the long-term models, and that will give us some 8 second leftovers, so we might have a neat little leftovers day starting for next weekend. So hey, I'll be back on Monday, let you guys know if any of that changes, and until then, as always, check the cams and anything except for Chrome. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. I hope all you Groms have a great Halloween trick or treat, and everyone has a great weekend, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.